Welcome back. Today we're doing something that's pure jungle DNA, but we're going to build it like a modern producer. An Amen-style air horn hit that has that vintage rave soul, but still punches through a dense drum and bass mix without turning into harsh noise. This matters because in real DNB and jungle, the horn isn't just a meme, it's a call and response tool. It's punctuation. It's the thing that can cut through an Amen edit, a Reese, and a wall of hats, and still say, yo. Listen, we're doing this entirely with Ableton Live 12 stock devices, and we're going to treat it as a full workflow: sound design, processing, resampling, then arrangement, placement, and variation so it doesn't get cheesy. Set the session up first so you're making decisions in context, not in a vacuum. Put your tempo at about 172 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 174 pocket is fine. Create a MIDI track called Horn Synth, and an audio track called Horn Resample. If you like working with returns, add a return A called Reverb and a return B called Dub Delay. Not required, but it helps you think like an arranger. Now drop in an Amen loop. It can be a classic break, your own edit, whatever. The point is, we're going to audition the horn against real break transients, not just soloed in a clean project. That's how you avoid making a horn that sounds insane alone and disappears the second the drums come back. Alright, horn source. We're going to use Operator because it's fast, controllable, and perfect for that brassy splash you associate with rave stabs. On horn synth, load Operator. Pick an algorithm where oscillator A is your carrier and oscillator B modulates A. You want that simple FM relationship. One oscillator gives you the body, the other gives you the bite. Set osc A to a sine wave. Keep its level at unity, around 0 dB. Set osc B to a sine wave as well. Set its chorus tuning to 2.00. That's going to create harmonic content that reads as brassy, but still controlled. Put osc B level somewhere like minus 18 to minus 12 dB for now. We're going to shape it so it hits hard at the start, then backs off. Now the signature move. Pitch envelope. This is the yelp. This is the air horn whoop at the very front. Go to the global pitch envelope in Operator. Set the amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 24 semitones. Then set the decay around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Short enough to feel like a hit, not a riser. If you go too long, it turns into a cartoon slide. If you go too short, you lose the identity. Now set your amp envelope on osc A. Attack basically instant, 0 to 1 millisecond. Decay around 220 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. No sustain. Release around 40 to 80 milliseconds so it doesn't click off like a mistake. Next, make the blat happen at the transient. This is where a lot of people miss it. The horn sound isn't just a steady tone. It's a bright, unstable initial splat that quickly settles. So assign an envelope to osc B level. Give it a zero attack. Decay around 120 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain at zero. Release around 50 milliseconds. What this does is, the FM bite is loud right at the start. Then it relaxes into more of a body tone. That's one of the reasons it reads like a horn instead of a generic synth pluck. Now choose a note to start. Go for something like F sharp 3 up to A3. Higher notes feel more rave air horn. Lower notes start drifting into foghorn territory. Both are useful, but we'll start in the classic zone. At this point, play a few notes and listen against the Amen. Don't worry if it's not finished. We're about to shape it into a mix-ready weapon. Now we add what I call the Amen attitude. Mid-forward character, band-limited vibe, and subtle motion. The horn should feel like it came from a system, a sampler, or a record, not a pristine synth demo. First device, EQ 8, and put it before distortion. Pre-EQ is tone control going into your saturators. High-pass it. Use a 24 dB per octave filter somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Horns do not need sub in drum and bass. If you leave low junk in there, it fights your kick and bass and you'll end up turning the horn down every time it hits. If it's harsh, do a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, in that 2.5 to 4.5 kHz area with a medium Q, and then add a small boost where the horn speaks. That's usually around 800 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Don't go crazy. 2 dB is a lot if the tone is already strong. Quick coach note here. Think in system components, not one magical patch. A horn that cuts is usually a speak band plus a distorted mid-body plus a tiny transient. If your horn isn't cutting, don't just keep adding distortion. Often the fix is slightly more 900 Hz to 1.6 kHz and a shorter envelope. Next device, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it maybe 3 to 7 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then level match the output so you're not being tricked by loudness. You want density and harmonics, not fizzy top end. Now bring in roar. Roar is amazing here, because you can get aggression and still keep it mixable. Pick a style like tube or warm. Drive around 10 to 25% to start. Pull the tone slightly darker if it's getting sharp. Turn dynamics on and use it to tighten the hit. You're aiming for a punchy, controlled envelope rather than a long, smeary blast. If you want the horn to feel alive, add a tiny bit of modulation inside roar. Map an LFO to tone or drive at something slow like 0.3 to 0.8 Hz. Very small depth. The goal is subtle instability, like hardware or sampled movement, not an audible wobble. Next, auto filter for that vintage band pass bark. Set it to band pass. Find a range somewhere around 700 Hz up to about 2.2 kHz. Use resonance around 15 to 30%. Now add envelope, amount about 10 to 20, decay around 150 to 250 milliseconds. This makes the horn snap into its mid band, then relax, which feels like old sampled stabs from a PA. Then chorus ensemble, just a touch. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.25 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 10 to 20%. Width around 80 to 120%. We're not going for a giant trance spread. We just want a little early width and motion so it feels like a record, not a mono sign stab. Now let's make it hit like a one shot. This is where modern punch comes in. Add drum bus. Yes, on a horn. Drive around 5 to 15%. Turn transients up, like plus 10 to plus 25. Usually leave boom off, unless you deliberately want foghorn weight. Crunch at 0 to 10% if you want a little extra edge. Then add a limiter as a safety and loudness stage. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Add gain until it's assertive, but not a flat brick. Usually plus 2 to plus 6 dB is plenty in this spot. One big coaching rule right here, clip the right stage on purpose. Modern punch usually comes from one intentional clip point, not 5 mild ones. Decide what your main clipper is. Maybe it's roar, maybe it's saturator, maybe it's drum bus. Pick the star, and keep the rest more conservative so the transient stays readable. Now, optional but highly effective, the vintage soul layer. This is where we stop sounding like a synth horn and start sounding like a sampled rave moment. Create another audio track called Horn Texture. Put vinyl distortion on it. Turn tracing model on. Add just a little crackle, like 0.5 to 2. Add pinch around 0.5 to 1.5. Then add EQ 8 and bandpass at roughly 300 Hz to 6 kHz so it doesn't add sub rumble or bright hiss. Keep this track very quiet, like minus 24 to minus 18 dB. Group it with a horn so you can control it easily. You should miss it when it's muted, but not really notice it when it's on. That's the sweet spot. Now we do the part that makes it truly jungle, resampling. Commit, then rework. Go to horn resample, set the input to resampling. Arm it, and record a few hits. Do a short one, like an eighth note. A medium, like a quarter. A long, like a half note. And do at least two pitches, like F sharp 3 and A3. This gives you instant variation later without rebuilding the synth. After you record, pick the best hit and consolidate it so you have a clean one-shot file. In the clip settings, turn warp off for a one-shot. Add a tiny fade in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Tighten the tail with a fade out so it stops exactly when you want it to stop. In drum and bass, tails are either intentional or they're clutter. Now post-resample processing. This is where the old sampler edge gets baked in. On the resampled audio track, add redux. Set it to hard mode. Try bit reduction around 12 bits. Tweak it between 8 and 14 and listen for the identity to stay intact. Set the sample rate around 12 to 22 kHz. And then dial dry slash wet between 15 and 40%. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to add that crunchy, slightly aliased attitude that says hardware era. Then EQ 8 again for final mix shape. High pass around 140 to 220 Hz. If it's fighting the snare, do a narrow dip around 3 to 6 kHz. And if it needs to speak, a gentle boost around 1 to 2 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB, can bring it forward without making it painful. Then utility for mono management. Set width somewhere between 70 and 100%. Turn bass mono on and set it around 200 Hz. The main transient should read in the center, and width should mostly come from chorus and reverb early reflections, not from a wide dry core that disappears in mono. Then glue compressor for a modern punch clamp. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or 0.1 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hit. If it helps, turn soft clip on. This glues the transient into a confident, controlled smack without making it lifeless. Now a fast monitoring habit that will save you years. Audition the horn at 2 listening levels. Very quiet. Does it still announce itself? Loudish. Does it become painful around 3 to 5 kHz? That one check prevents the classic problem where you love it loud and hate it when you play it for anyone else. Also, do a quick slash beat against the snare, not the whole mix. Solo just amen plus horn. If the snare loses its crack when horn hits, carve a little notch in the horn where your snare bites, usually around 3.2 to 4.2 kHz, or shorten the horn transient by 10 to 30 milliseconds. Often the envelope is the fix, not the EQ. Now let's place it musically, because sound design without arrangement is just sound design. Classic placement. Phrase punctuation. Put the horn at the end of every 8 bars. Bar 8, bar 16, bar 24. That's the traditional rave punctuation, especially if you've got amen fills leading into transitions. Call and response placement. Horn on beat 2, or the end of 2, then let the bass answer on beat 3 with a reese note or growl. Now it's not just a sound effect, it's a conversation. Drop impact placement. Layer a short horn hit on the first kick of the drop, but low in level. Think attitude, not lead. It's like a hype tag. And here's a pocket trick. Try nudging the horn late by 5 to 15 milliseconds if you want it to feel heavier and lazier. If you keep it dead on the grid, it feels urgent and classic. Both are valid. Pick based on your groove. Now variations, because the fastest way to ruin a horn is to spam the same one shot over and over. Take your resampled hit and make 3 versions.